again. It's Alan Young, buried deep in trouble. And as usual, we gotta dig him out.
Alan Young!
Hiya, Kenny.
Hiya, Alan.
Hey, why, you can't leave the house till the laundry comes. I got all my shorts.
Oh, what's the idea of giving the laundry all your shorts?
Say, when I sent them my shorts, I was still wearing long. Service is awful, you know. I sent that laundry a note saying I thought your service would improve after VE Day.
Yeah, what did they answer?
They said you're not going to see those shorts till BVD Day. What I'm going to do, Kenny. Tonight I have to take a physical examination. I've applied for some insurance.
Oh, what's the name of your insurance company, Alan?
It's one of the best known in the country.
Yeah, well, what is it?
It's the We'll Be Sad When You're Dead, You Rascal, You Incorporated. I have a wonderful policy, you know, Kenny. Just look at clauses A and B. See, clause A says if my house burns down, the company builds me a new one.
What about clause B?
If their office burns down, I build them a new one. Very fair. They also cover you for household accidents. Kenny, do you realize that 4 out of every 5 accidents occur in the kitchen?
Yeah, I know. My wife usually serves them for dinner.
Come on, Kenny. What time you left? Let's see. What do I need to take a physical examination for, anyway? I'm a perfect specimen. Just look at yourself in that mirror, Young. Look at those bulging muscles. That barrel chest. That magnificent torso. What a beautiful hunk of man. Hey, Young, you're crazy. Yes, at that, I am a pretty good example of American manhood.
You ain't an example. You're a warning.
Good, little David. David, I'm going to be examined for life insurance. Of course, you don't know what insurance is.
Oh, no? Insurance is just like a football game.
A football game?
Yeah, your relatives sit on the sidelines waiting for you to kick off.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking out insurance because I expect to marry your sister, Betty. I can't wait to propose to her. I want to see the blush come into her cheeks.
Well, stop around about 6 o'clock. That's when she puts it on.
Just think of it, David. Someday I'm going to live under the same roof with you.
You're not going to like it at our house, Mr. Young.
Why not?
The hot water comes out of the cold faucet, the cold water comes out of the hot faucet, and nobody ever comes out of the bathroom.
Well, you know, I expect to raise a little family, too. We'll have a little boy. He'll look just like me. And you'll be his uncle.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
So you think I look like a monkey, eh? Oh, bless your little... David, boy, someday I'm going to be your brother-in-law, you know.
Well, you better hurry up because that rich Hubert Updike is making plenty of time with my sister Betty. Last night he was holding her hand.
I'm not jealous. Only savages get jealous.
And then he put his arm around her.
So what? Only savages get jealous?
And then he kissed her. I just thought I'd warn you.
Thanks, kid. But just as soon as I get my insurance, I'll take care of that matter. I can only get my laundry back. It's cold.
Say, Mr. Young, Here comes a man with your laundry now.
Let me see. Why, it's Barnacle Phil. What a strange job for such a rough, tough, grizzled old salt. David, in a minute you're going to meet the fightin'est cuss this side of the Spanish Main. Hiya, Barnacle Phil.
Hello.
Barnacle Phil, I'm surprised at you. A sailor. Did you trip, kid? A sailor who sailed to Cuba and Puerto Rico and all the other islands, now working in a laundry.
Yeah, I went from the West Indies to the wet undies.
Gee, Barnacle Phil, don't you miss the sea?
Oh, not. But working in the laundry is like being at sea. I hoist the pillowcases and I luff the bedsheets. But my favorite is the winter underwear.
What do you do with the winter underwear?
I button down the hatches.
thank goodness you brought my things. If you don't mind, I'll open this package and get dressed. I have to hurry over to that insurance doctor. Holy smoke. Look what you brought me. These aren't my things. Why, this is a pink... And this is a lace... And those... Why, I shouldn't see these things till I'm married.
Hey, this is embarrassing. You're holding up a pair of pink pantries.
Pantry's nothing. This is big enough to be the whole kitchen.
What are you going to do, Mr. Young?
Well, a situation like this calls for emergency measures. I hate to do it, but I can most likely borrow what I need from that fancy Hubert Updike.
But what are you going to wear to Hubert's house?
Wear to Hubert? Oh, well, David, Barnacle Phil, turn around and don't look. I'll take these pink pantries and step into them. They are kind of long. I'll just tuck them into the bottoms of my shoes. There. Well, all right, you two, you can turn around now.
Well, if it ain't Maria Montez.
Oh, dear, it's adorable.
You two. I gotta wear something to Hubert's house, so keep this a secret. I don't want anybody to mention these unmentionables.
Don't worry. We won't spread any rumors about your blooming.
Okay, then. I'll dress and run along. So long, fellas. See you later.
So long, Mr. Young. And don't walk past any windy corners.
The Toon Twisters, with a number from a current picture, Tonight and Every Night, Cry and You Cry Alone.
Don't waste your time crying, you'll be alone. Dry your eyes and smile, baby. Cry and you cry alone. Your smile is gone and so you're on your own. Just remember,
the weeping willow, my friend.
It's such a lonely tree.
Look and see.
All the birds have flown. So let's make it long and loud. That joke you cracked will soon attract a crowd. You'll find my logic well founded. Laugh, you're surrounded. But cry, and you cry all alone. Cry alone. Won't you remember the weeping willow, my friend? My friend is such a lonely tree. Look and see, all the birds have flown. Baby, won't you laugh, 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 make it loud and long.
That awful joke you cracked, turn the laughter on.
With a smile, child, it's the latest style. But cry, cry, baby, when you sing, sing the blues, the blues. You'll find you'll cry all alone.
Well, Alan is on his way over to borrow some things from his rival, the rich, aristocratic Hubert Updike. Meanwhile, in the Updike mansion, Hubert is just finishing lunch with Alan's girl, Betty.
Oh, Hubert, that was a wonderful lunch.
Oh, it's nothing, really. Just a plain, wholesome meal of grilled hummingbird tongue smothered in caviar sauce. It's such a welcome change from steak.
Has your family always been so rich?
Yes, Betty. For seven generations, they've been burying us at Fort Knox. We're simply filthy with banknotes. Pater gives everything under $10 to the waste paper drawers.
How does he make all his money?
Well, everything he touches simply turns to gold. He just made another killing in the stock market. He bought 7 Up and sold it for 7 3/4. Well, of late, Dodd has been turning most of his caution to insurance.
Oh, how big a policy does he have?
Well, I can't tell you, but if anything should happen to dear old Dodd, Lloyd's will have to leave London. I have a few policies of my own. There's one for $6 million, one for $9 million. And then I have a big policy.
Hubert, I don't want wealth. I want a man to crush me in his arms. A man to transport me to paradise. A man to make my heart beat faster.
Well, say the word, Betty, and I'll go out and hire them. Oh, Betty, you look so beautiful standing there, and I... Well, it must be the wine I had for lunch. I feel headstrong. Betty, may I chuck you under the chin?
Hubert Updike, just because you proposed to me and offered me a $20 million inheritance, don't think you can take such liberties as chucking me under the chin.
You're right, Betty. Oh, I'm such a cat. pardon me, Master Updike, oh great tycoon. There is a person named Alan Young to see you. Shall I show him in?
Yes, Thorndike. Take his hat and coat and destroy them.
Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Betty, I'm getting insurance. I'm really looking ahead. In case I die, I want to have a good future.
Gee, that's wonderful. Is it a big policy?
Oh, it sure is. I pay 5 cents a week till I'm 90 years old.
Well, suppose you die when you're 80.
Then I have to wait 10 years to collect. Yeah, I'm tickled about this policy, Betty. It protects me against accidents. I get $10 a week if I'm hurt in a buffalo stampede.
If you're hurt in an automobile accident?
Only if the car is driven by a buffalo. But I'm taking out this insurance because I'm thinking of asking you a big question, Betty.
Alan Young, don't be ridic. Why should Betty accept you when I'm available? I'm so utterly attractive. My family is from Boston. We've always been in the Bach Bay.
Well, my family's from Brooklyn. We've always been up the creek.
I come from old American stock. My grandfather was with Custer when he made his last stand.
So what? My grandfather was with Niedig when he made his first stand.
But if Betty marries me, we'll go to the finest nightclub. I'll take her to the Stork.
If Betty marries me, I'll have the Stork come to our house.
Stop fighting.
Well, the whole discussion is absolutely absurd.
Much so absolutely absurd about it.
Well.
Hmm?
Yeah. Well, if Betty marries me, we'll go fox hunting. We'll ride to the hounds. If she marries you, she'll go to the dog. Oh, that was witty.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hubert, I don't think it's fair for you to criticize Alan so severely. If you don't mind, I'll go home.
Oh, very well, Betty. I'll call you a cob.
Wait a second, Hubert. I'm taking her home. Call us a trolley car.
Now, look, Alan. I really have been joshing with you. Mm-hmm. You know very well, I'll give you the shirt off my back.
Oh. Well, that reminds me, Hubert, I wonder if you'd let me have the shorts. I need them very badly.
Well, do you think you could get into my shorts?
If you got out of them first.
I'm awfully sorry, Alan, but I have none to spare right now. My shorts didn't come back from the jewelers yet.
The jewelers?
Yes, you see, I'm having the polka dot set with emeralds.
Mark, I'm supposed to be examined for insurance, and I haven't got a thing to wear.
Well, what are you wearing now?
Oh, now? Well, I'm wearing a... Well, I can't tell you, Hubert, but they offered me the lead in Bloomer Girl.
The Tune Twisters. The Tune Twisters rock out with
Rocking Chair.
Rock out with Rocking
Chair. Oh, Rocking Chair's got me king by my side. Son, boy, get me my shawl, son, or I can you get from this cab all way. Then that's the fly from my rocking chair. And supplied from my rockin' chair. Cyril and Harriet tucked in half and me sweet chariot for the end of trouble I see. Oh, rockin' chair gets it, judgment day is here. Chained to my rockin', my rockin' chair. My shawl, boy, before I tan your hide. Can't get away from my cabin. If I did, I couldn't go nowhere. Napping and sitting round, grabbing at the flies around my rocking chair. Oh, shawl, my old Aunt Harriet, up in heaven she's gone.
Send me my sweet chariot.
For the end of all the trouble I can see. Old rock, rock, rockin' chair gets it. My rock, rock, rockin' chair gets it. Beginning to track, chain to my rockin' chair. Get nowhere with my rockin' chair, so it's just about time that I gave it the air. Chain to my rock, rock, rockin' chair.
Say anything, Alan, but all the way home on the trolley, I couldn't help noticing those pink things hanging over your shoes.
Teddy, you must be imagining things. And pardon me while I pull them up. Wartime elastic. Teddy, I don't want to hear any mention of these things, so let's drop the subject.
All right, I won't mention it again. Mm-hmm. Alan, come over here and sit on the hammock. Mm. It's such a nice afternoon. Smell the fragrance of our flower garden.
Huh. What kind of flower is that I smell?
Oh, those are roses. They're just beginning to show. They're early bloomers.
Betty, don't start that.
I just see myself as a bride. I'm wearing something old, something new, something borrowed.
So am I. It ain't blue.
Why can't you be more romantic? Mm-hmm. Look in the garden. See those two pigeons billing and cooing? Why can't we do the same?
Don't be silly, Betty. We'd fall off that statue.
Alan, why don't you ever propose to me?
I will, Betty, as soon as I get my insurance. I want to make sure you're protected when we're married. Then if I should go before my time, you'd collect time and a half.
Alan, I'm not that mercenary. Why, if you should die, I'd be just as happy if you didn't leave me a cent.
Nice of you to feel that way, Betty.
Hey, Mr. Young.
Oh, Barnacle. Did you find out what happened to my laundry?
Some ladies got it. You got her bundle, and she got yours.
Well, what's her name? Where does she live?
Gee, I forgot to ask her.
You didn't ask it. I'll never get my laundry back. How could you make such a stupid mistake?
Well, anybody's liable to pull a bloomer.
Now you're scored. Guess I'll have to go down for my examination this way.
Oh.
season with a new arrangement of a Latin American favorite, Cachita. To take his insurance examination. And he's going to need insurance because the examining doctor has just found Alan's laundry in his wife's room.
Now look, June, I find a man's handkerchief in my house with initials A.Y. Who is this man?
Now, Harvey, dear, please don't speak to your little butterfly in that corner hall, or I'll bash your head in.
Well, June, darling, you know I love you. Why, I worship the ground that shakes under you. I even have nightmares that someday some man may carry you away.
Oh, you know that no man would do that.
Well, he might with a derrick.
Now, the whole mix-up is due to a mistake in the laundry. They sent me a man's bundle. Why, I haven't even got a girdle to wear.
Yes, June, I noticed that. Only today I said to myself, June is busting out all over. I'm so jealous, but I don't know why I should be. You haven't got looks, you haven't got personality, you haven't got charm. But what you haven't got, there's so much of it.
Oh, there, that must be the man you have to examine. I'll leave now. I'll go upstairs.
All right, but I'm warning you. When I find out who that A.Y. is, his life won't be worth 2 cents. Yes?
Doctor, I want you to examine me, please.
Open your mouth and let me look at your teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very strange. You've got 33 teeth and you're only supposed to have 32.
Doctor, that big one in the back is a chiclet.
Well, now... Move over here. Just sit down, please, and cross your knee. I want to test your reflex with this hammer. I'll just tap you lightly. There.
It's going to leave a mark.
Now, I want to examine your throat. Open your mouth, and I'll insert this little wooden spoon. Well, I'll have to try again. Will you stop swallowing these things? They cost money. Now, let's hurry, because I have to go out and beat up some homebreaker with the initials A.Y.
A.Y.? Who do I know with those initials? Oh. Say, Doc, what made you suspect this A.Y.?
Well, I found some men's handkerchiefs in my wife's room with the initials A.Y. But, by the way, what did you say your name was?
John Philip Sousa.
Well, let's get on with the examination. Please take off your clothes.
I'm wearing his wife's laundry. Say, Doc, I've been thinking it over. I don't need any insurance.
Oh, well, if you're a little bashful, just stand behind this fluoroscope. Now, I turn the switch and I can see right through you. I must remind my wife not to hang her panties in my fluoroscope. Well, wait a second. You were wearing them. I demand an explanation.
Well, you see, the laundry, the people who...
I see. Would you lie down on this operating table? I'll just sharpen this knife. Yep. Oh. Yeah, now I've got my instruments ready. Yeah. Just sterilize them in this boiling water.
Mind throwing in a couple of eggs, Doc? I'm hungry.
Now, I'll take this ether mask and put it over your face.
Oh, no, Doc! I don't want to go! I'm too young! I got my life before me! I haven't lived yet! Don't do it! I don't want to go! I don't want to go!
Bye now.
Why, I found that A.Y. I've been looking for.
My heavens. He's dead.
No, that's the way he came in. But I'll finish him off now.
Oh, stop it, you beast. I've got to revive this poor boy. There. There you are. Now open your eyes. Now turn your face over here and look at me.
Where am I?
You're safe in my arms, my hero. Oh, I know what you did for me. You risked death just to protect my name, and I'm going to reward you with a great big kiss.
Doctor.
Yes?
More ether, please.
Orchestra, give us a little Latin American rhythm. You belong to my heart.
As our guest, that well-beloved comedian, Eddie Cantor. Till then, this is Alan Young speaking to my well-meaning neighbors, Kenny Delmar, the tune twisters, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, and saying good night.
Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Send me, sweet chariot, for the end of trouble I see. Old rocking chair, get in, judgment day is here. Chained to my rocking, my rocking chair. Fetch my shawl, boy, before I tan your hide. Can't get away from my cabin if I did, I couldn't go nowhere. Napping. cheerful. Come on.